From Washington, this is VOA News. Boko Haram reportedly confirms an agreement with the Nigerian government. A former White House official is appointed to combat Ebola in the U.S. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Militant group Boko Haram and the Nigerian government have reached a ceasefire agreement that calls for the release of more than 200 girls the militants kidnapped from the town of Chibok in April. Nigeria's highest-ranking military official, General Alex Bade, announced the agreement Friday, referring to Boko Haram by its formal Arabic language name.
I wish to inform this audience that a ceasefire agreement has been concluded between the federal government of Nigeria and Al-Sunna Lidawa Wal-Jihad.
Danladi Amadou, who calls himself the Secretary General of Boko Haram, and Hassan Tukur, who is a close advisor to Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, told VOA's Hausa language service that the kidnapped girls are to be released Monday in Chad. U.S. President Barack Obama has named a former White House official as Ebola czar to coordinate U.S. efforts to fight the disease. The White House said today that Ron Klain, a former top aide to two vice presidents, will take the role. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told diplomats stationed in Washington that the international community must work together to resolve the Ebola crisis.
There is no country that is exempt from being able to do something to be able to contribute to this effort and help make a difference. And everything we do depends on how we coordinate our efforts as partners and how we contribute together.
Russia, Ukraine, and the European Union now expected to meet next week in Brussels in further efforts to negotiate the end of conflict between Russia and Ukraine and the restart of gas supplies. This is VOA News. Attacks in Egypt have killed two police officers and wounded nearly a dozen other people. The policemen were on patrol in the North Sinai capital, Al-Arish, late Thursday when an explosion tore into their car. Egyptian media report that two bombs set off during a Sufi Muslim religious festival in the Nile Delta city of Tanta sent 11 people to the hospital. The Middle East news agency says five suspects were arrested Thursday in connection with the Tanta blasts. The death toll from unseasonal heavy snow and avalanches that hit three of Nepal's primarily Tibetan ethnic areas earlier this week has risen to at least 32, including foreigners. On Tuesday, heavy snow had continued for 24 hours, accumulating about 2.5 meters of snow, when an avalanche swept a base camp where 25 climbers and trekkers were camping. The top commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says coalition airstrikes and actions by Kurdish forces have made encouraging progress against Islamic State militants trying to seize Kobani. However, General Lloyd Austin says it is still highly possible the Syrian border city may fall into the hands of the group calling itself the Islamic State. General Austin spoke to reporters on Friday at the Pentagon. A court ruling has cleared the path for same-sex marriages in the U.S. state of Arizona. A U.S. federal judge, ruled Friday that Arizona's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional, saying a recent appeals court decision striking down bans in Nevada and Idaho also applies to Arizona. World Bank economists predict much of Africa will continue moderate growth over the next few years, but there are three exceptions to their forecast. The West African country is stricken with Ebola. Economists say the public and political response to Ebola is affecting economic activity in the three countries. Francisco Ferreira is the World Bank's chief economist for Africa.
Defense advocate argued that
the fear they create, the what we call the aversion behavior on other people, on farmers, miners, workers, consumers.
Ferreira says those fears could reduce gross domestic product growth by 2% in Guinea and 3.3% in Sierra Leone and Liberia, adding up to around $359 million this year. In stocks in the U.S., stocks were up a major increase on the Dow on this Friday, up 263 points, finishing at 16,381. S&P 500 increased 25 points. The NASDAQ was up 48 points. More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.